Things are looking up for a man who's had a very bad couple of years, Paddy Jackson. I want to speak to Stephen Beacom. Stephen, good morning.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Very well indeed, Stephen. Paddy Jackson getting his career back on track and looking like as if he's getting it back in style.
That's right, Frank. You'll remember we spoke a couple of weeks ago whenever Stuart Olding joined the French side Brive. Well, today it's been confirmed that Paddy Jackson is going to join Perpignan, also in France. And it's a really interesting move for Jackson because Perpignan, although they've been in the lower reaches of the French rugby in the last few years, they are a really top-class side. They won the French title in 2009. They won promotion to the top 14 this season coming, and they are determined to make a real impact amongst the big hitters in France. And they've brought in Jackson to clearly do that. It's been really interesting listening to what the French have had to say about Jackson. There's a guy called Christian Lanta, who's a Perpignan sporting director, and he has been talking up Jackson's ability and his individual quality as well as his quality within the team. So Jackson is clearly going to be a main man for them in the coming season. He signed a 2-year contract, and you're right to say, Frank, that this is a big move for the former Ulster and Ireland outlaw.
The door to playing for Ireland again, that remains closed because you can't play for Ireland if you're playing in France. Am I right on that?
That's right, yes. Clearly this is a move designed to rebuild Paddy Jackson's career. And that's what he'll be thinking about at the moment. He'll want to get in that Perpignan first team. He'll want to make a real impression in the French league. And he certainly has the ability to do it, Frank. There's no doubt about that. I don't think anyone could question his talent on a rugby pitch. He's an exceptional player. And he was basically the heir apparent to Johnny Sexton at number 10 until obviously the case took place. So this is his chance to get his rugby career back on track.
Yeah, just to remind people that Stuart Olding and Paddy Jackson were both found not guilty of all charges. In relation to the rest of the sport that's happening, Stephen, do you see Down beating Donegal to reach an Ulster final against Fermanagh?
I know you would love that, Frank, but I've got to say that I think Donegal are favourites. They last won the Ulster in 2014. I know there's a real determination amongst the boys in Donegal to do the same. And I think it's almost fate, Frank, that we're going to get a Donegal versus Fermanagh final because of the one and only Rory Gallagher. I'm a huge fan of Rory Gallagher, who's the Fermanagh coach, Fermanagh manager. And, of course, he used to be at Donegal. And I sense that's going to happen. But, listen, I think you've got to give praise to Down because they have come back strong over the past few years. And I like Eamon Burns. He's kind of understated as a manager, Frank. I don't know if you'd agree. He doesn't go about shouting from the rooftops, but I do like his style. And I think Down have certainly made progress, but I think Donegal will beat them. And that Donegal Fermanagh final will be an absolute cracker because Fermanagh have not had success for a long time. And the people down in the Lakeland County, they're just buzzing at the moment, I've got to say. And Rory Gallagher and all his players deserve immense credit for that.
Yeah, and a lot of tough games, of course, in the All-Ireland qualifiers and whatever. You know, it's a sporting weekend in so many ways. And the countdown to the World Cup. They did the draw in our office to see who would get whatever team. I was in too late to spend a fiver to get into the draw. But there was good crack whenever a young woman who, by her own admission, said that she knew absolutely nothing at all about football, but she got Spain. And I reckon Spain are going to win it. What do you think?
Spain have got a great chance. You know, they had for their standards in recent years, they've had a lean few years because, of course, they won the World Cup in South Africa and then they won the European Championships back-to-back. So they're coming back. I don't think they're favourites, so I think you've got to look at Germany and the World Cup holders as the favourites and then the likes of Argentina and Brazil. I have to say, Frank, I would love to see Argentina win it. I've no great love, you know, or desire to visit Argentina, but I want to see them win it because of Lionel Messi. The guy's never won the World Cup. For me, he's the greatest there's been. And I think it would be a fitting finale to his international career if he could go to Russia and win the World Cup. And you know what, Frank? 60 years ago, Pele won his first World Cup with Brazil in 1958. And it's 60 years to the very day that Northern Ireland played their very first match in the World Cup finals whenever they beat Czechoslovakia 1-0 when Harry Gregg, Peter McParland, Billy Bingham, Jimmy McElroy, Danny Blanchard, all those great, great men played for Northern Ireland. So, that's a heck of an anniversary to look back on, and what a World Cup we have to look forward to. It'll be interesting to see how England do. I think it's been the most low-key build-up to a team from England going to a World Cup in my lifetime, and I believe that is helping them because they are going a little bit under the radar. And I think they'll maybe do a little bit better than most people expect.
Absolutely. Stephen, good speaking to you. Have a good weekend, fella. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Stephen Beacom, sports writer, sports broadcaster, 11:45. This day is flying by.